Welcome to Local Matters on News Talk 94.1. I am your host, Hannah Davis from Cookeville Regional Medical Center. And with me today is Ashley Cohen, a genetic counselor at, well, she's the only genetic counselor at Cookeville Regional Medical Center. And we are going to be talking about genetic testing and from the basics to clearing up myths. There's a lot about genetics, but first, welcome, Ashley. I'm so glad you're here.
Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. So tell us about what brought you into genetics.
Yes. So I had first heard about genetic counseling when I was a senior in high school. My biology teacher brought it up to us as a profession, and I really enjoyed this idea of a profession that combined genetics and psychology together.
Yeah.
And so ever since my senior year in high school, I was able to shadow genetic counselors in different areas, prenatal, cancer, pediatrics, and really just fell in love with it. And so I ended up getting my bachelor's of science degree from the University of Georgia in microbiology. And then I have my master's of science degree in genetic counseling from the University of Alabama at Birmingham. So ever since my senior year in high school, it's kind of been this journey.
Yeah,
I loved
it's
it.
Your niche, yeah. So tell us what the role of a genetic counselor is.
Right. So genetic counselors help patients really understand and process the medical, but also the psychosocial implications of a genetic diagnosis. Of course, it's always important to understand from a medical standpoint, what do my genetic results mean for my health and my cancer screenings? But it's also important to know what these results mean for relatives. So what they mean for your children, for your siblings, for your parents, for nieces and nephews. And so a lot of the times that can be the more challenging part of a genetic counseling session is how do I share this information with my family?
So why should someone see a genetic counselor?
So really the best time to see a genetic counselor is before you do the genetic testing. Sometimes for a variety of reasons, that's not always an option available. But if somebody is able to meet with a genetic counselor prior to doing testing, the importance from that perspective is that we can talk about the implications of results prior to doing the testing. Genetic testing itself is incredibly easy. You do a saliva sample, you do a blood draw, and that's it. That's all it takes.
Yeah.
But what's harder is understanding the risks and the interpretation of those results. And for some people, they may not want to know that information and may not actually realize the information you can get from genetic testing. In some cases, it might indicate that a woman has an 80% chance to develop breast cancer and a 60% chance to develop ovarian cancer. And for a man, it might say they have a 7% chance to develop male breast cancer and a 15% chance to develop prostate cancer. Do they want to know that information now? Do they ever want to know that information? There's a lot of implications of, you know, understanding what those results might mean.
And that's kind of the psychology part, maybe, right, of why you have that background.
Right. Absolutely. Because trying to come to acceptance and understanding that you have these high risks to develop cancer, that's a lot of weight,
yeah,
to carry.
It is.
A lot of fear, a lot of anxiety, a lot of unknowns. Because of course, genetics does not tell you that you will or will not get cancer. And so it's never, you know, a black or white like that. But knowing that risk can be so high is really scary.
Yeah.
And so taking that time to navigate those feelings and emotions that come with these results is really important.
Yeah, we're definitely going to talk a little bit more about that later on, because, I mean, it is a huge part of your mm-hmm. job. It's, I would say, a big part of your job. So, so what type of testing can be done?
Yes. So my expertise is in cancer genetics. I've been doing that for about 5 years now. But there are genetic counselors that practice in cardiogenetics. There's genetic counselors that do prenatal, pediatric genetics. So there's really a wide variety of fields that a genetic counselor can practice in.
Can they come to you for those things, or are you primarily just wanting to stay cancer?
I am primarily cancer. That's where my expertise lies. For certain cases, particularly for cardio cases, I'm happy to see some of those. But if there's ever a time that a patient needs genetic testing and I am not able to help them with that, I will absolutely get them connected to genetic counselors in other areas to make sure that they get that testing and that counseling they need.
Awesome. So with cancer, or you've got, so walk us through those. Like, what does that look like? What are we testing for?
Right. So when we think of cancer genetics, the two big hereditary cancer syndromes, the first being hereditary breast and ovarian cancer syndrome, that's associated with the BRCA1 and BRCA2 genes. Then we have Lynch syndrome, which is associated with 5 different genes. And what we're really looking for is to see, are those genes broken? With the hereditary breast and ovarian cancer syndrome, we see breast and ovarian cancer in women, male breast cancer and prostate cancer in men. Pancreatic cancers can be associated sometimes as well. With Lynch syndrome, we typically see colon, ovarian, uterine, and stomach cancers. And so we are mostly focused on those syndromes, but there are really about 84 or so different cancer genes that we can test for now. And so that's the benefit of meeting with a genetic counselor prior to doing testing. We talk through those different options and how specific and different needs that we need for the testing.
What about for cardio? Since you do a little bit of that, what is different in, from cancer versus the cardio?
From a cardio standpoint, when we see a personal or family history of cardiomyopathies with certain arrhythmias, individuals might want to meet with a genetic counselor. And then when we see a strong family history of high cholesterol, where we see heart disease and cardiac bypass surgeries, when we see a lot of that in the family, those might be indications to meet with a genetic counselor to talk about cardiogenetics.
You're listening to Local Matters on News Talk 94.1. We are here with Ashley Cohen, genetic counselor at the Cancer Center at Cookeville Regional Medical Center. And we are talking about genetic testings, from the basics to clearing up myths and all things genetic. So how is, we talked a little bit earlier, but just remind us, how is genetic testing done?
Genetic testing is done through a saliva sample, and all you would have to do is spit right into a tube. There is this misconception that it's just a cheek swab.
Yeah.
I hear that one all the time, and I wish it was that easy, but it does take a little bit more saliva than that. Or we could just do one tube of blood. So really what that comes down to is patient preference.
Yeah. So there is this thing where people say that you will, if you give them your DNA, you're going to go use it, or the government will use it, or something will use it. So how do you, from a hospital standpoint, sure, talk to people about that?
Sure. No, and that's a very valid concern, because we are using this information and this genetic material for medical grade genetic testing. Your DNA will not be shared with anyone. With the only places that it goes is the genetic testing laboratory. Results are, of course, reported through the laboratory. They come to me. They're provided to the patient and then the referring provider. And so those are the only three places that those results ever go to.
When you go through a hospital setting.
Right. When you go through a hospital setting, when you're doing direct-to-consumer genetic testing through various companies, there's a big question mark. And that can be very scary sometimes to know where that information might be going, how it might be used. And there really is no clarity there. And so I always caution patients when we start approaching those types of tests to be aware of those.
Be aware of that. Yeah, mm-hmm. For sure. So when you decide you want to be tested, so you've met with them and they decide they want to be tested, what should you prepare for, or what should the listener prepare for?
I think the first thing that I encourage patients to be prepared for is trying to gather as much family history as they can prior to meeting with me.
Yeah.
Because that sometimes is the hardest part of the whole appointment, is talking through all that family history, who was diagnosed with cancer, what types of cancer, what ages people were diagnosed. And so sometimes that can take a while. So gathering that information is incredibly helpful for me to do my risk assessment to mm-hmm. see, what are the chances do I think that there might be something genetic going on? The other thing I would prepare or want patients to prepare for is the implications for results.
Right.
That's where it, again, is really the toughest part of saying, do I want to know these results now? And if so, what steps would I take to address these risks? How would I share this with my relatives? Just mostly being aware that, hey, these results can really tell me some important information about my health.
I mean, it's such a, I mean, there's so many different personalities. And for me, it's like, I want to know. And because I want to be proactive.
Right.
Maybe that's because I have young kids. Maybe that's because I'm at my life. But I have friends who I'm like, there's no way they would want to know. There's just no way. They would be like, if I don't know, I don't have to deal with it.
Right.
You know, so such an interesting part of genetic counseling to have to deal with both personalities and then many, many more, I'm sure.
Oh, absolutely. No, I think that's a very valid point. I would truly say that there is probably a 50-50 split when I see patients. Some patients come in saying, without a doubt, I'm ready for genetic testing today. Other patients, there is that hesitancy. And I think that's the great part about genetic counseling, is that there is no pressure from me to do any genetic testing. It's truthfully just, hey, let's meet.
A conversation.
Right. Yeah. It's a conversation to say, is this something I want to know right now? And if it is, all right, let me help you facilitate the sample collection, the genetic testing process. And if the answer is no, that's okay. Because even from my perspective, I completely see both sides of it.
We'll be right back with genetic counselor Ashley Cohen on News Talk 94.1.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. OfficeMart on South Jefferson and Cookeville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service, too. And unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. OfficeMart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue across from Hardee's. Shop local at OfficeMart.
Welcome back. You're listening to Local Matters on News Talk 94.1. I am your host, Hannah Davis, and with me is Ashley Cohen, genetic counselor at the Cancer Center at Cookeville Regional Medical Center. And we are talking about genetic testing, and now we're going to walk through some of the myths or misconceptions in the genetic testing world. So genetic testing is a hot topic because there are so many companies out there that claim they can tell you about your genetics. Are they giving you the whole picture? Are they okay? Should we be aware of? Talk a little bit about that.
I would say be aware. Definitely, they are not providing patients with the full picture of their health based on their genes. A lot of the direct-to-consumer companies are testing for multifactorial conditions in which we know there's probably a combination of genetic and environmental factors that are increasing risk for certain conditions like heart disease and diabetes. So they're just very tricky. So you have to be cautious with that. And like we mentioned, too, it's a little unclear of what they might do with that information.
Right.
And so a common misconception is that patients say, I've had, you know, direct to consumer testing. I don't need this additional testing. And the test tests for very different things. Right. The medical grade genetic testing that we do and what I mostly do with cancer genetics is looking to see what are your risk for certain types of cancers based on broken genes, and then what medical management would we recommend based on those changes or those mutations. And so those other companies do not necessarily do that, and they're not as comprehensive. Some of them do offer a health component to their tests, but again, I would caution that those are not comprehensive evaluations of your genes. And the other fear I have with patients doing these types of tests is that they take it as medical advice.
Oh, yeah.
And I always caution patients not to do that. Always speak with your physicians. Always speak with your genetic counselor to help interpret what your, you know, family history is to better customize your cancer screenings based on family history and not necessarily these direct-to-consumer tests.
So my question would, you know, I was thinking through this a little bit. You know, you say you go online, you do one of the direct-to-consumer, you know, tests, and you're like, oh, I got my results back. I need to go talk to my primary care doctor about this. So you take them to your primary care doctor, and then what's going to happen? I mean, are they just going to send them to you? Because then you could have just waited and went to you. I mean, like, what is the, you know, How does that work?
Truthfully, yes to both of those scenarios. Either the primary care physician would probably look at the results and say, I have no idea how to utilize this. And even if they refer those patients to me, I would look at that report and say, I have no idea how to utilize this.
Yeah.
Because again, it's just very complex. And a lot of it really, what it ultimately comes down to is having a healthy lifestyle,
right?
You know, exercising, eating right, making sure you're watching over your overall general health. So in my opinion, I don't think that those tests really tell you much more than what we already know. And so that's where I caution patients as well, is that it may not provide as much information as we would anticipate.
That's really good advice. And things we don't think of all the time. Like, right. we do these things. So it's like, oh, you know, so-and-so's doing this. But really, there is a difference.
Right.
So what are some other myths that are out there that you know of that you can address?
Right. So one of the common, I think, things that patients think when they come to meet with me is that genetic testing is going to provide them with the answers they had been looking for their family history. And I can appreciate that, right? As patients, we want to understand why this is happening either in myself or why this is happening in my family.
Absolutely, yeah.
And with genetics, only about 5 to 10% of the time is there a broken gene that's being passed down through the family that's increasing these risks. So it's really a small percentage of the time. And so I think managing patients' expectations of what genetics can tell us is really important. So again, genetics is not going to tell us everything that we need to know.
Yeah. What are some other misconceptions that might be out there?
Another misconception I get commonly is that when we get negative results, it means that that there's not a chance for that patient to develop cancer, which is not true.
Right.
A negative result, what it does tell us is that there's probably a lower risk or general population risk that patient could develop cancer, but it does not put them at a high risk to develop cancer. And so even with negative results, we always talk with patients to encourage them to do cancer screenings regardless of their genetic testing results, because that's always going to be important, again, for their overall health.
Right. Yeah, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. I mean, so one thing, are there any other misconceptions that you know of out there that you might could think of? So if one sibling is tested, this is something that's come up even in my family. If one sibling is tested, it comes back negative. Should the others be tested?
Absolutely. So when we think of cancer genetics, a lot of the time they are inherited, or these broken genes are inherited in what's called an autosomal dominant manner, which means there would be a 50% chance that each child could have that broken gene, 50% chance that each sibling, 50% chance that each parent could have that same broken gene. And so when you're doing genetic testing, those results are informative for the patient themselves and then their direct descendants. So their children, their grandchildren, their great-grandchildren. But it does not tell us about their siblings or their parents. And so, yes, if a patient tests negative, we would still recommend testing for their sibling just to ensure that there really is not something genetic going on. There's always that possibility. But same would be true if a patient is positive. It does not mean that their sibling would be positive or that sibling would even be negative. We would still encourage testing for all relatives.
You're listening to Local Matters on News Talk 94.1. We are here with Ashley Cohen, genetic counselor at the Cancer Center at Cookeville Regional Medical Center. And we are talking all about genetic testing. So who should be tested and who is a candidate for testing?
I have gotten to the point where I would say anyone who is interested in doing genetic testing should consider talking to me about doing testing.
That's great.
Because it's all about being proactive,
right?
And so even if a patient doesn't have a personal or a family history of cancer, if you still are concerned about those risks, I'm happy to talk to anyone and do testing for anyone for those conditions. But when we think about cancer genetics, some of the common indications for referrals would be either a personal or family history of cancer at a very young age. So we think 50 and younger. If we see an individual with multiple types of cancers in themselves or a relative with multiple cancers, if we see multiple of the same type of cancer in the family, so if you have three relatives with breast cancer or three relatives with prostate cancer, mm-hmm. those might be indications to see a genetic counselor. If we see ovarian or pancreatic cancer in the family, those would also be indications to see a genetic counselor to talk about genetic testing.
I love that you say proactive. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think to myself, where has medicine come? I mean, just where has healthcare come? You know, in so many years, there are so many opportunities for all of us out there to be preventative, to be proactive, to be advocates for our health, to have people who advocate for our health. I mean, there really is such a team-oriented method in healthcare. And I think that's such a cool thing. And in talking with you, you see that you're willing to have that conversation with people to just, whether they choose to or not,
right?
Whether it's they're scared or they're not, like you walk with them through that journey of answering questions. And just what a cool thing that really is for, I mean, and to be right here in Cookeville too, to be in our community, to have that is fantastic.
Absolutely.
So, let's get a little bit into what do the results of genetic testing mean?
Right. So with cancer genetics, those results can be used to better inform that patient's cancer risks. So again, do we put them in a high risk category based on a positive result, or do we keep them in a general population risk category for certain cancers based on a negative result and their family history? And it can also clarify how frequently we might need to be doing cancer screening. So how frequently we need to be doing prostate exams or mammograms. Yeah. So it can better define those cancer risks and cancer screenings we recommend for that patient.
So what research or new developments are happening in the genetic testing world? Like, are there improvements being done out there? I mean, I know it sounds silly, but like, I mean, is it tried and true, or is there things that have, you know, you're seeing in the research?
We're always getting better.
Yeah.
And that's very exciting with genetics. We're always learning more. There's a lot of research going on discovering newer cancer genes and what those results and risks mean. The other exciting part from a patient perspective is that turnaround times are drastically improved.
Wow.
5 years ago, it would take 3 weeks to get results back for that same test. It now takes 3 days.
Wow.
So that has drastically improved. The cost of testing has really gone down. And so with all of this competition with genetic testing laboratories has mm-hmm. really worked to the benefit of you know, us within healthcare and getting results back quicker at a lower cost and getting really what's most important is getting the information back as soon as possible so we can take action on those results.
So they can find you at the Cancer Center at Cookeville Regional. They can contact the Cancer Center. But, you know, if they just want to talk to their primary or their physician about this, any of their physicians, just to talk to them, how does a physician go about getting to you to get their patient to you?
Yes. Yeah, so I do require a referral for every patient. I'm happy to get referral forms to those providers and coordinate that referral for anyone who might be interested in doing testing.
And so how do they get in touch with you once they call the Cancer Center, or is there a number they can call?
Yes. So the Cancer Center number is 931-783-2497.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And that would be the best way for anyone to get in touch with me.
Awesome. Well, before you go, I just want to ask you, what has been one of the most rewarding parts of your job in the genetic counseling world? Who are those patients that are sweet? I mean, just tell me about your world for a minute.
I enjoy every single patient encounter that I have. I've had fantastic patients here in Cookeville, but I always enjoy helping patients navigate their results and really helping them feel empowered by these results, whether they're positive, whether they're negative, but really helping those patients understand that, hey, you have control of this.
Yeah.
We know this information, and here are the steps that we're going to walk through to ensure that you get this care that you need. like you had said earlier, I'm part of the healthcare team. So you have your genetic counselor here in your court. We're going to follow up with your primary care physician. We're going to follow up with the surgeon. We're going to follow up with the GI providers. Whoever that team is, we're going to ensure that that patient gets all the cancer screenings that we need or that patient needs. And so that has been a very exciting part of this job is seeing the look on patients' face when they realize, hey, there are people looking out for me and they've got this covered for me.
That's really cool. That's an awesome, that has to be rewarding. Well, from all of us here at News Talk 94.1, we thank you for listening in. And thank you so much, Ashley, for being with us and giving us an insight into the world of genetics. It's such a cool and interesting world and just great. Just we really enjoyed having you. This is Local Matters on News Talk 94.1. I am your host, Hannah Davis, and we will see you here next Thursday.